China's slide into a new totalitarianism under President Xi Jinping accelerated today when the Chinese government announced plans to station police officers inside major tech companies. Each big Chinese internet company, including Tencent and Alibaba and many others, will get a network security office inside the company. The purpose of the move is to deepen censorship and prevent, quote, subversion, unquote, according to a senior security official quoted by the Financial Times. But a Chinese professor, also quoted by the paper, said the real goal is to, quote, create an intimidating atmosphere inside the companies themselves, unquote. Kevin Toefel, what's going on in China? Where are they going with this?
You know, Mike, I kind of get the sense of desperation in China. They keep trying to lock down the internet more and more there. This is just another of many examples recently. And I do think it will create intimidating atmosphere inside these companies. The thing is, I said this before, the internet has made the world so much smaller in that we can communicate with just about anyone, anywhere. There's apps to do anything. You can buy products from around the world, have them shipped to your home. I don't see how China can continue to fight that. And that's why I say I get this sense of desperation. Maybe they keep thinking they can, but at the end of the day, it's just not going to happen. At some point, I think these walls are going to break down, at least from a virtual standpoint.
You know, it's hard to tell exactly how much there is in China in terms of threats to the order of, for the ruling class of people in power currently, or how much of this is just old school paranoia. I mean, Xi Jinping is this dude is like right out of the Communist Party rule book. He grew up within the Communist Party, and cut his teeth when China was very, very repressive, and they sort of tried to liberalize depending on who the leader was at any given time. They've, of course, modernized. They're rapidly modernizing. They're very capitalistic in many ways. And yet this guy is an old school commie, basically, who wants to do purges and all the rest, presumably, and comes from a world where, you don't tolerate any dissent at all. And like you say, in the new world, people can say whatever they want, but it's going to be a little harder to do that when there are cops inside your building. Clearly, these police officers or whoever they are who are going to be stationed inside these companies, they're not going to be actually monitoring what's going on. There's no need for them to physically be in there for any reason other than to be physically there so people are reminded as they're going off to their meeting that, okay, there's government officers with guns in the building. It won't take them more than 5 minutes to arrest us if we decide to allow so-and-so to say whatever. So it's a weird situation that China's got. They're trying to play both sides of the fence, and they've been doing it for many years, where they're kind of like a capitalist democracy in some ways and kind of like a totalitarian dictatorship in others. So we'll see if they can continue to pull it off. And by the way, they have their imitators. Vladimir Putin loves these guys. He thinks they really got it right. So whatever happens in China ends up happening in Russia at some point.